Sri Lanka's 2024 presidential election marked a significant turning point in the island nation's political landscape, with Anura Kumaradesanayake, leader of the Janatha Vimukthi Paramuna, JVP, emerging victorious. The JVP's rise to the highest position in the country reflects a deeper, long-term change in Sri Lankan politics, as a result of growing dissatisfaction with traditional political parties and their inability to address the pressing issues facing the country. Over the past decade, Sri Lanka has witnessed repeated cycles of political change, fueled by disillusionment with the incumbent government. The JVP's rise in 2024 can be seen as the latest phase in this broader context of continuous leadership turnover, driven by a society increasingly restless with unfulfilled promises and unresolved crises. The seeds of the JVP's rise to power in 2024 were sown in the political turbulence of the past decade. This era has been characterized by a clear pattern: a leader comes to power, the government fails to meet public expectations, and the electorate votes for change. The JVP tapped into the anger, frustration, and betrayal felt by former Gotabaya voters, many of whom had been mocked and ridiculed for supporting him in 2019. One of the main reasons for the JVP's success was its ability to portray itself as an outsider to the political establishment, untainted by the corruption and nepotism that had plagued the SLPP and Yahapalaneya governments. The JVP's historical connection to the revolution and its appeal to the working class, students, and youth gave it a solid voter base. This was particularly evident during the Arugalaya movement protests, where JVP-allied groups and student organizations played a major role in mobilizing public support.